Okay, Pavlovsky, we know you're in there. Come on out.
You're gonna have to come in and get me. Keep away. Keep away. I never had a break, I tell you. I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. We were so poor, I had to wear my sister's cast-offs. I was dragged up. I was dragged up in the slums. What have I ever got out of life? Reform school, prison, every man's hand turned against me.
This is your last chance, Pavlovsky.
Okay, I'm coming out.
I wonder why you couldn't wait your turn. I've only been in there 10 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Round the Horn.
Hello and welcome to the show. First, a motoring flash. On the Great North Road, a lorry loaded with strawberries has collided with a tanker full of cream. A police spokesman on the spot said, "Delicious." Now for your letters. A Mr. or Miss P.J. Gripe of Wallasey writes in to say that he or she has a problem. And in all honesty, I can't disagree. And Mr. Groin Whippet of Leith sends a postcard telling me he's had a piece of bacon sticking out of his ear for several years. He wants to know if it can be cured. Oh, I did enjoy that. And now, spreading straight from the fridge, but retaining 99% of household germs, it's Douglas Smith. Forward Smith.
How very kind. Sir, this week's film adaptation, direct from a waste paper basket at the British Board of Film Censors, Hornographic Productions proudly, not to say impertinently, present Around the World in 10 minutes.
Eh?
It's an edited version, oh, sir.
The setting London under Victoria. A peaceful place except when the trains run overhead. As our story opens, it's a bright sunny day. My name is Phineas Fig.
It was fog in the original version.
It's a bright sunny day in our Smith. I live alone apart from my manservant, whose name is Passepartout.
They call me that because I spend a lot of my time around the pictures. I'm a gentleman's gentleman. They're very slow, aren't they? Will you be dining in tonight, Mr. Fig? Shall I lay on your dinner?
Well, I'd rather you didn't. Well, I'd rather you didn't. It does tend to bruise the Brussels sprouts, doesn't it? Now I'm off to the club for a game of cards, Passepartout.
Right, then I'll call you a horse-drawn music link.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fig. Well, let me take your hat, your cloak, your jacket, your waistcoat, your shirt, your trousers, your vest, your underpants, your flannelette kidney pad, your socks, your corn plaster, your spectacles.
Thank you, Albert.
Perhaps you better have your spectacles back.
I went straight to the gaming room and purchased 100 guineas worth of chips. Well, I hadn't had much breakfast.
Oh, Fig, there you are.
Oh, my old friend Alistair, Chitwitherington, Ponsonby, Fitzpasture, McMurdoch.
No, Jones, actually. Oh. I say, Fig, I just dropped a packet on the gaming table.
Oh, by Jove, how embarrassing for you.
Quite. Are you coming to the card room?
I don't think so, Jones. I'm bored with card games. No, what I want is something new to gamble on.
New, eh? Tell you what, I'll bet you a shilling you can't run round this room in 5 seconds.
Wouldn't make much of a plot, would it?
Yeah, I see your point. Very well, then. 1,000 guineas, you can't go round the world in 80 days.
Done. I hurried home to prepare for my historic journey. Passepartout, you and I are going to see distant places. We're going round the world.
You mean like Chichester?
Yes, and possibly even more exotic places than that.
Oh, round the world.
At this point, I, Douglas Smith, tackle my most testing role to date. I play the world. Yes, and I'll tell you this, it'll take Mr. Williams more than 80 days to get round me.
Pig.
That'll do. Now.
Well.
Now, Smith, you are sure you can manage this part? I mean, the world.
Oh, yes. I've done it before.
Yes.
Remember, I played it in the day the earth caught fire.
Did you?
Yes, they force-fed me with curry powder for 3 weeks.
Splendid, then. Let's go. A few days later, found us drifting in a balloon high above the Alps. I knew it was the Alps because my manservant kept shouting,
Alp, 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 Alp.
I flung him out of the basket in mistake for a sandbag.
Oh, that was a bit of luck. I caught my plastic dicky in the wickerwork.
Now, wait a minute. Look, I think we're beginning to lose height. Yes, quick, Passepartout. Put something over the side. No, not that. Something a bit heavier.
Too late. Too late. We're going to hit the ground.
Oh, I managed to jump clear at the last moment, but unfortunately I broke a leg. It belonged to Passepartout. He was underneath me.
Oh, my leg. Oh, my leg. Oh, it's broken. You'll have to put a cast on it.
A cast? Right, Smith, Paddock, Betty, get on his leg.
Don't bother, dear. I'll manage. I say, Mr. Fig, look, coming towards us, a Swiss milkmaid.
Oh, yeah, I say, miss, my servant and I are going round the world. What's the quickest way from here?
Well, you wheel right as far as Austria, left through Yugoslavia, take the first turning path, Russia, and then you'd better ask again.
Thank you very much. We left her and were fortunate enough to get a lift to Istanbul.
6th floor, ladies' toilet, drains, electrical assets, rates, soft furnishings, reconditioned bicycles, and Istanbul.
And thanks for the lift.
It's a pleasure.
So this is Istanbul, city of glamour and mystery. Have you ever been here before, Passepartout?
Only when I played the Ottoman Empire. But now we must obtain transport to continue our journey. Let's try in here. Sultan's Harem and Secondhand Car Hire Limited.
Hello. Hello, strangers. I am Fatima. I used to be Cinema. But they turned me into a bowling alley.
Yes. Quite, yes.
Here in this harem, we have almost forgotten what a man looks like. Can either of you two girls remind us?
Cheeky cats.
Actually, we're men.
Oh, then you must flee. We are guarded by a fearsome eunuch who misses nothing.
We must do.
Too late! Too late! Here he comes.
Mr. Horn, I positively refuse to play this part. After all, I have got my principles.
Yes, that does make it difficult for you, but you'll do it, Hugh, I know you will, because you're a trooper, and because the show must go on, and because I've got photographs of you with that stick of celery in the bolster.
I'll do it! Give me my cue line again.
Here he comes!
Well, we shot him. It was the kindest thing to do.
It was hardly worth putting the baggy trousers on for.
You must flee! Take this hubble bubble car and continue your journey round the world.
Across my trackless wastes they went. By car over parts of me that no man had ever seen before. By boat across the vast bosom of my oceans. By yak across my back. By punt across my front. But I care not. I spin lazily on the axis at an angle of 66 degrees.
Yes, we all know your inclination.
Where are we now, Smith?
Well, you've just gone through my Khyber Pass travelling on a camel.
Oh, then we're in India.
Hello, Colonel Hornsblast Indian Army. I'd like you to meet the Maharaja of Randibint.
Greetings, I am the... Greetings, I am the Maharaja.
I'm Phineas Fig, and this is my manservant, Passepartout.
We're travelling around the world, camping where we may. Quick change of voice to Maharaja.
I will offer you transport to continue your journey. You may borrow my elephant, Fido. Here he comes now.
We leapt up and clung to the great flapping ears.
Let go my ears. It won't hurt you.
The incredible journey continued. Where would we arrive next?
You might well ask. Ah!
Ah, yes, the Kalahari Desert.
Water! Water!
Across the Indian Ocean.
Sponges! Sponges!
Until, finally, England came into view. The familiar white cliff appeared.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Come on, Mr. Fig. We must get to London. It's only 2 hours before the 80 days are up. Only 80 days to London, puss. I'm sorry. We can go on horseback. There's a couple of hacks over there.
No, leave them alone. They're the writers looking for a tag. We'll walk. Oh, yes, Jones, here I am. Remember our wager, 1,000 guineas, if I could go around the world in 80 days?
Of course I remember. Off you go, then.
We've been!
Well, I tell you what, you're a sporting man, Fig. Double or quits.
Done. Come on, Passepartout, this time we'll go the other way round. It's longer, but it's much prettier.
Oh, no!
Most of you will know that during the past 2 years, Round the Horn has entered for the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1966, we had high hopes for our song Sous les Ponts de Blackfriars. But we came in 35th, which was disappointing, really, because there were only 34 entries. We did better next time, 16th it was, with a rather lovely protest number reminiscent of a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square and called At Redgrave Sang in Grosvenor Square. And it ought to have gone right up the charts, but they were blocked by police. Now, as the electricity board might say, for our current hope. It's a real tearjerker, so you may want to get your potpourri out. In a gilded hall of music sat a bright, expectant crowd, waiting for the coming singer, whom they'd hailed with praises loud. Years ago he'd been their idol, how his wit had made them roar. Now this benefit performance kept him from the workhouse door. What a storm of welcome greets him as he steps upon the stage. But alas, how sadly altered, what with illness and with age.
Cannot sing tonight.
He falters. As he speaks, he bows his head. But his speech was interrupted. Someone in the gallery said,
"Sing us one of the old songs, George, one of the songs we know. Try, old man, do what you can, and we'll let the chorus go. We can't forget what we used to be in the days when life was new. Sing us a song, and if you go wrong, we'll help to pull you through." Thank you.
At this show of recognition, tears stole down the singer's cheek. Twice he started. Twice he faltered. Neither could he sing nor speak. Then, as though a ray of sunshine cast a halo round the place.
Nice.
stood a child before the footlights with a smiling angel face.
Daddy's been ill,
she murmured softly.
And if me you will allow, just to let him rest this evening, I will sing for Daddy now.
Then a strain of sweetest music wafted o'er the spacious hall.
Spacious hall.
'Twas a child's pathetic story, but it reached the hearts of all.
Reached where?
Hearts of all. As she bowed her thanks and left the stage, all eyes in haste were dried. Those who heard her must have blessed her. On that night, the gallery cried.
Here one of the old songs gone, one of the songs we love. Try, old man, do what you can, and let the chorus go. We can't forget what we used to be in the days when life was new. Sing us a song, and if you
now the Round the Horn Forum of the Air, where people from all walks of life phone up to discuss things that are troubling them. And here's the first call. Hello? Hello, Mr. Grundfutter. Well, what can I do for you?
I'm getting out a circular.
Circular what?
I don't know. It's too dark in here to tell. But when I do get it out, I shall send it to you.
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed to do with it when I get it?
Pass it on to two friends, and they in turn pass it on to four friends, and so on. If you keep it up for 8 weeks, you'll be surprised at the results.
In what way, though?
At the end of the time, you will receive 3 and 6 in cash, an elk's tooth, 300 weight of suet, and 9,000 glossy art studies of General Bismarck doing the splits.
Could mortal man ask for more?
But I must admonish you, Mr. Owen, be warned. Do not break the chain. One man broke the chain.
And what happened?
He had to use his braces.
Thank you, Mr. Grundfutter. One step beyond. Hello?
Mr. Holmes?
Yes?
Is it just an old wives' tale that if you grind up elephants' hooves and add the powder to bat's fluff gathered at midnight by a celibate fishmonger's assistant and mix it with essence of toad's bane, it produces a deadly poison which, when added to a cup of tea, is completely undetectable?
Yes, indeed, it's true. Such a mixture is deadly and undetectable.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Holm. Dad?
Yes.
Here's your nice cup of tea, dear.
Well, it's nice to feel one is able to help. Finally, we come inexorably to rambling Sid Rumpo.
Oh, hello, me dear ears.
And what are you going to burst forth with this week?
Tis a paean of praise to my grandfather's grunge. They don't make them like that anymore. Oh, well, you can't get the drippets. But be that as it may, the song goes after this fashion, limply but cunningly. My grandfather's grunge was too large for the house, so he left it outside by the door. It was almost as big as the old fool himself, and it weighed half a hundredweight more. He could whirl it around with a mighty booming sound, while my granny stood by in surprise. But he lost grip, dented the tip, and it caused his untimely demise. Now he's left it to me, and it's plain for to see I'm the pride and the joy of the broads. Every Michaelmas day, it is there on display, and it's already won several awards. All the summer I munge as I whirl that mighty grunge, and my granny regards me with pride. But I stop short, never to grunge again, when it's cold outside.
Oh, thank you, Rambling Sid, and more part your Wordler. And now it's time to meet our young visitor from the Antipodes, Miss Judy Coolibar. Well, how are you getting on? Find yourself a position yet?
What are you getting at, Bluey?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, well, just keep your hands on the desk, that's all. For all I know, you might be making obscene gestures under there.
Well, I wasn't. Honestly, I wasn't, I assure you.
Oh, you some sort of prude or something?
No. No, I was asking if you'd turned your hand to anything. Well, I'll rephrase that. Have you got a job?
Certainly I've got a job. I'm one of them temporary women.
I don't think I'll say anything.
Oh, you know, Bluey, shorthand Titan and that. Oh, it's been a real eye-opener, I can tell you. These office pommies, they're all sex mad. One fella tried to get me into the duplicating room. We all know what that means.
Well, they do expect a secretary to have an active role.
There you go again. Keep away from me. You're all the same, you poms. Well, you're not going to catch me that way. I've got it up here.
Yes. Well, if you've got it up there, you should be pretty safe, I should think. Thank you, Miss Judy Coolibar. Recently, I saw an advertisement which said, "Sound investment for shrewd business Omi. New songwriting team wants backer for new musical. Apply Bona Song Publisherettes." So, the next day, I went round to their address in Chelsea, and the sign on the door said, "Private, enter without knocking." So I did. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Holmes. Oh, darling, the Barbary.
Thank you.
What brings you trolling in here?
Well, I'd like to invest in your enterprise.
Horny boat! Yes, go on.
What sort?
Go on, dog.
Oh, well, yes.
Come right out with it, love.
What sort of thing are you planning?
Well, we're involved in diverse spectacles.
Yes, we've done several exciting things in the West End. But now we want to do something risky in Drury Lane.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Jewel and I are going to do something we've always wanted to do.
We're going to mount a musical.
Yeah.
A musical what?
Well, it's too early to tell, really. We've toyed with the Three Musketeers.
And mooted Midshipman Easy. Mooted him.
Yeah. We haven't definitely settled on the book yet.
Been thinking along the lines of that one with that Barbara Strident in it, you know.
You know Fanny Pallone?
That's right, Fanny Pallone. The story of what's-her-name, Bryce.
Fanny?
Well, maybe up to you, but we was enthralled.
Went together, didn't we, Jewel?
Together,
oh,
yes.
The magic evening. Magic.
My lallies turned to water when she sang that song.
True, they did. He's sensitive, Mr. Orley. He's sensitive. Touched him. Yes. He gets touched. He gets easily touched.
And moved.
Touched and moved. Every time he goes to the theatre, he willfully suspends his disbelief.
Willfully. Yes.
Mr.
then I get touched to move.
Yes, I can. Quite believe it.
When he's in the theatre, he's in another world.
Another world.
Offer him a chocolate nanty.
Nanty.
He wouldn't even accept a walnut whip.
Yeah.
They're his favourites.
No, I have to face it. I am kinky for the walnut.
Yes, you are. I love. Go on, love.
Well,
tell him.
It's the sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth. Yeah. God. Say that again.
But mark you. Mark you, the goodies are as of naught when I'm in the theatre.
True.
I'm transported, that's why. I'm transported to another place.
That's after you've been touched and moved.
After I've been touched and moved.
Yes, that's why we thought we'd do our own musical.
Yes, we've already written a number of the songs.
Oh, you write your own songs?
Oh, yes, with a musical bent.
Say that.
Oh, yes. We are what you might call a modern-day Rodgers and Hartface.
Yeah. And we have been described as another low and learner.
Because we're both low and we're both learners.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Here, play him some of their numbers, Jewel.
Shall I?
Oh, Jewel's marvellous. He's a miracle of dexterity at the cottage upright.
Right. Here goes. Here's a little song Sand and I wrote. We had been to see My Fair Pelone and we thought, why not? Why not adapt another of Bernard Shaw's works.
Anyway, we thought we'd tackle Back to Methuselah, and here's the title song. Go on, Jewel. Does it lovely, does.
Oh, Methuselah, oldest of all the Jews you are. So fantabulous, you love, Methuselah.
Lovely.
Then we thought of doing St. Joan.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Oh, St. Joan,
be mine,
be my Pelone, though you're just a farmer.
Lad, then you may love you too,
but I'll be true, so take off your arms.
Oh. Boner vocal.
Yes.
Boner.
Lovely chant. Yeah. But it never worked out, did
Neither
it?
Did Captain Brassbound's conversion.
No. Or Omi and Super Omi.
But then Jewel had this blinding flash.
Blinding. It come over me in waves, Mr. Horn. Yes, it did. I thought, why not do a musical based on the life of the grand old Omi himself?
You mean Bernard Shaw?
Yes. And we're going to call it Bernie. Bernie. It's all about Bernard Shaw's unrequited love for Patrick Campbell.
Of course, he's Lord Dungravy now.
I think you're a bit mixed up. Surely you mean Mrs. Patrick Campbell.
He's right. He don't tell no lies.
No.
I always wonder what they saw in each other.
True, what you say, it's true. Yes. The big song comes when Mrs. Pat Campbell sings to GBS of her love for him.
Song and dance, yeah. Number.
Sort of Buck and Wing Pinera.
Oh, he's at it again. Right, Jewel, after four. Bernard Shaw, I love you more and more and more and more.
Although you like to eat your carrots raw,
it's a bore.
On me you put the markers,
crazy about your knickerbockers.
Oh, darling Bernie, won't you please say yes, yes, yes. Don't let my spirit ebb.
To hell with Beatrice Webb.
Be my darling GBS.
Although you may look weird,
just love that ginger beard.
You're my darling GBS.
I don't mean it, sir.
You're my darling GBS.
In the end, I decided not to invest in their musical. I thought I'd put my money into something much safer, so I bought several hundred shares in a building company planning to erect a synagogue in Cairo. Cheerio. See you next week.
That was Rob. Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horne, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, and Betty Marsden. The music was supplied by the Max Harris Group. The script was by Barry Took, Johnny Mortimer, and Brian Cook. And the program was produced by John Simmons.